It is time now for Green Visions, a KUMD production to encourage green thinking and green actions. Green Visions is made possible by All Energy Solar, a full-service solar installer in the Twin Ports, and by the Minnesota Power Energy Conservation Program, making progress toward a lower carbon energy future. Jody Slick from Ecolibrium joins us on the phone this morning. Your sunraiser was a success. I should say so. The sun came back because of it. And there is a midsummer festival coming up. We're excited to hear all about it. Howdy there, sunshine.
I am doing well. It's nice to actually see the sun out. I'm glad we didn't do this as a temperature-based thing over the 30 days before the solstice, but instead, you know, just what the sky was looking like.
So. Nice. Yeah, that could have been a little bit grim. So the idea was to try to get some funds together to build a solar array that's actually going to be also functioning kind of as a welcome to Duluth, look how eco-friendly we are kind of a thing, right? Talk a little bit about the project.
Well, the project is at the northeastern entrance to Lincoln Park, and so it's the area that people might be familiar with as you're going from the west part of Duluth into downtown. Point of Rocks, but I have to carefully say we're not putting solar panels up on the Point of Rocks. It's just in that area. And it is between the interstate and Superior Street and Lower Michigan. And it's going to be a 40-kilowatt solar array that will actually kind of be built as six separate arrays. And what's really cool about the project is you'll be able to see the solar from the interstate, which kind of is a nice green welcome to the community. But if you come into the Lincoln Park neighborhood on Superior Street or by using the Cross City Trail, the project really is being defined as on the back of the solar panels will actually have some incredible canvas space for art. And so an opportunity to not only kind of see Duluth as green as you're driving in, but then really take advantage of the people and the culture of the Lincoln Park neighborhood to see that art.
So with six different arrays, any old time now, there should be a call for, I'm guessing, six different artists to submit proposals for that kind of public art once we get to that point. That is really, what a fabulous idea. So, like with much of Duluth, you don't always see everything there is to offer just as you're whipping past at 60 miles an hour.
Exactly. And, you know, the Lincoln Park neighborhood historically was one that was negatively affected when we originally put the interstate in. The Lincoln Park neighborhood used to be known as West End because it was the west end of downtown. And when the interstate went in, not only did we lose hundreds of homes that kind of sat on one side of our business district, but we kind of started just pipelining people past the neighborhood. And with the economic revitalization that we've been involved in Lincoln Park, you know, we're really excited to have another reason beyond our craft beers and our cideries and our amazing artists for people to come into the Lincoln Park neighborhood, especially over the next 4 years when all of that highway infrastructure is going to be rebuilt.
Well, and if the highway, in essence, was kind of the problem to begin with, here's an opportunity, while the highway is, you know, different sections of it are temporarily out of commission, to pipeline people back into the neighborhood and say, hey, look what we've been doing while you weren't paying attention.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we're, you know, it's always kind of fun now to hear you know, the energy and enthusiasm that's happening in the Lincoln Park Craft District. And so we do consider projects like the Lincoln Park Solar Array to really reflect the values of our neighborhood, about being green, about working to help those that need our help the most, and then also, of course, reflecting that kind of crafter maker energy.
And it's all about, you know, reflecting energy. No, actually, though, the solar array is going to help offset some costs for folks when it comes to their energy bills, but you're starting with veterans, am I right?
Yeah, actually, the array is the power that comes from the array is going to do two different things. A quarter of the power from the array will actually be credited to Minnesota Assistant Council for Veterans, their Duluth Veterans Place project, which houses has transitional housing for homeless vets. They, as an organization, had been working with Minnesota Power and others to actually put solar on their roof. But it ended up that the roof wasn't going to be able to hold an array. So this was a great opportunity for us to partner with an organization and help them accomplish what they wanted to just in a slightly different way. And then the other three quarters of the power will actually feed an emergency energy fund. And over the 25 years of the array, we expect that Equilibrium 3, through that fund, will be able to help probably around 500 families that are facing disconnection.
Wow.
And we're structuring that in a manner in which we're not only helping them at their kind of point of crisis to keep the power on, but then we have a program called Giving Comfort at Home, which works with community volunteers to go into homes to do some of that important kind of energy savings improvements, air sealing, some insulation, installation of energy-saving products, et cetera, so that not only do we help them at the point of crisis, but we help long-term the family avoid that crisis again.
Well, exactly. There's obviously it's a wonderful help if you can keep people from having their power disconnected, and yet if they're still trying to heat an energy-inefficient home, or if then you come in and you say, well, you know, with just $3,000 worth of new windows, you'd be set. And they're looking at you like, if I had $3,000, I wouldn't be behind in my power bill.
Exactly. So. And what we find, and this probably doesn't shock anyone, you know, when you start thinking about it, is that the people who are our lowest income households are the ones that live in our homes that consume the most energy. And that's not because of the household behavior. It's because what they can afford to rent or what they can afford to buy are our 100-year homes or 100-year-old homes.
Right.
And so, you know, those that have the capacity to improve their home or live in better housing are the ones that have the lowest utility bills. And so this project is a way of targeting those that are most at risk for our energy efficiency services, as well as, you know, again, preventing that disconnection.
Jody, this is really exciting. Thank you so much for joining us. Now, do you have an idea yet when the solar array, when you can start breaking ground, getting some of those solar panels up?
Yeah, so the project is being done in three phases, and so by the end of this year, the solar panels themselves will be up and interconnected, and then that ART component that will be part of the solar array itself is what we consider phase two, and that will proceed next year, along with starting to improve kind of the site so that people can learn more about solar energy and we can have some plants and ways in which it becomes more of that iconic entrance to our neighborhood.
Fantastic. This is exciting. Jody, thanks again so much for joining us this morning. Always a treat.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Jody Slick, our guest this morning on Green Visions here on KUMD. Green Visions on KUMD is made possible with support from the Minnesota Power Energy Conservation Program, making progress toward a lower carbon energy future.